Yeah, we'll have a cheeseburger ready for you, Phil.
All right. Joining us is Nick Larson of WRCO for the Home Talent Report.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts VL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, VL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, VL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with VL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brewhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbo's, Julie Cairn State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Home Talent Baseball. Today, I'm Phil Nee, and it's a rainy day in Arena, as it is probably wherever you are listening today. We've got baseball today. We've not had as much rain here as we have in other locations, but it's going to be good enough for a game today here at Arena, and the radar picture showing that it should let up here, but it didn't rain that hard until right around National Anthem time. Now it's starting to rain as the Aces take the field today. It's Eli Ault throwing to Max Miles. That's the battery for Arena. Alex Spurley is at first base. Jimmy Jennings at second. Nate Jennings is the shortstop, and Trey Schulte is at third. Wyatt Miller in left field. Griffin Sprecher in center. And Zach Cady in right field. And now the Muscadet batting order. Leading off, the pitcher, Alex Meister. Batting second, Keegan Ramirez in right field. Matthew Cartwright, the left fielder, hits third. Mason Atkins at shortstop will hit cleanup. Josh Cartwright at second base will be followed by Ryan Cooter, who is the DH. Trent Forehand in left field. That is Trent Forehand at first base, hitting number 7. Logan Olson, the center fielder, hits 8th. And Landon Hazley at third base, batting number 9. Casey Layton is playing second base today. So those are the lineups. The Mudcats have defeated Ridgeway now in the Sunday League action. So they come in at 1-3. The Arena Aces 4-0 in Sunday League play. First pitch is coming up in a moment. You're listening to Hometown Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Leading off for the Mudcats, number 8, Alex Meister. The umpire says play ball, and we'll begin here in a steady rain shower in Arena this afternoon. Teams wanting to get their games in. Tough to make them up, that's for sure. So it's full speed ahead today. And from the windup, first pitch of the game is taken for a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Game time temperature is 70 degrees here in Arena. From the windup, here's the pitch by Alt. That is taken for strike 2. Nothing and 2. Elijah typically works quickly and is again today. From the windup, and here is the pitch. That one fouled off. They have taken some strides on the mound to a little bit of diamond dry out there and keep it from being slick. Otherwise, the infield is in pretty decent shape. Outfield freshly mowed here. They take good care of the park. Nothing and 2. Here's the pitch from Alt. Swing and a foul tip. Miles tried to get it, but it's going to be in the dirt. And Meister still alive. Alex, one of the most veteran players on this Mudcat team, has had a great career. 0-2 offering is swung on, bounced sharply to first. Glove there by Spurley, and Alex on the bag for the first out. One up and one down. That'll bring up the right fielder, Keegan Ramirez. Keegan, a left-handed batter, batting in the number 2 slot for manager Terry Zebart. Fans are in here. There's a big crowd, but they're all underneath the park shelter right now watching the game. From the windup, that one is high. One ball and no strikes. Ball goes back to Alt. Ramirez cocks the bat. Here's the pitch, inside and low. 2 balls and no strikes. All thinking about it now. From the windup, here comes the next pitch. That is called a ball. Or is it? Nope. Wrong hand. All right, there you go. 2-1, the count. Chat with our umpires beforehand. They were standing underneath my tent. Here's the pitch, ripped well. Right fielder is back. Back, and he's got it with an over-the-shoulder grab. Oh, my goodness, Zach Cady just robbed a base hit over Keegan Ramirez. Keegan struck that well, almost burned the right fielder. That was a catch by Zach Cady. One away, two away now on the great play, and that'll bring up Matthew Cartwright, the left fielder. Matthew wearing number 4 and standing in, all on the hill. From the windup, here comes the pitch. That one hangs high. 1 ball and no strikes. It'll be interesting to see as Pat Riley, the league commissioner, gets us the scores later. How many games are actually going to be played today? High fly again, right fielder. Cady is back, and over the shoulder. He won't get this one. And Cartwright's digging for 2, and here comes the throw, and it's not in time. That's a double for Matthew Cartwright. So he is aboard with 2 away, and the hitter will be Mason Atkins. Atkins making his way. He's played now for several seasons for the Mudcats. From the Fenimore area originally. Runner leading at second base now as Alt gets into the motion. Miles getting the glove up for the Aces. Alt ready, and here comes the pitch outside. 1 ball and no strikes. most players coming from their local high school, so lots of talent. A lot of these guys had success in high school on the baseball diamond. The pitch, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Fenimore getting set for the state WIAA tournament this week. Reedsburg as well. So we've got some teams not too far away going on. Here's the pitch. Popped third base side. Who's got it? Trey Schulte in foul ground is over. And he can't get it. That one falls in there. He lost track of it. And it's going to be another life for Mason Atkins. So the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Looking up into that gray sky. Tough to see the ball. Runner back to second base. Cartwright is there. Foul balls that are brought back. There's a reward here. Pieces of candy. They left me in charge. Silly them. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. 2-2. Some kid brings a baseball back about the sixth inning and the basket's empty. Might be buying hamburgers or something. Runner leads from second. And now Ault steps off the mound. Readjusts the cap, and he's back and ready. A 2-2 offering, and here it is. Curveball hit to right field again. Katie coming over, and he's got it for out number three. They challenged the right fielder in the opening inning, but nothing to show. The Muscatine Mudcats, no runs and a hit, no errors, one stranded. We go to the bottom of the first here at Home Talent Baseball. Muscatine Nothing Arena coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine.
Bottom of the first inning here in arena. Standing in is Eli Ault. He'll be followed by Jimmy Jennings, the second baseman, and the shortstop, Nate Jennings. Alex Meister has completed his warm-ups, and we are set to go. Meister from the windup. The curveball is going to be popped up. First base side, Meister making the call, and he's got it on the first base foul line. And there is one up and one down. Ault goes quietly. The Jennings brothers, and then Zach Cady, the right fielder, hits cleanup. Alan Spurley at first base, batting fifth. Trey Schulte at third, will be followed by the catcher, Max Miles. Zach Paulus, the DH, and Wyatt Miller, the left fielder. This pitch is low, and one ball and no strikes to Jimmy Jennings. Meister looking through the web of his glove. And here comes the pitch. Down low for a ball. Every once in a while, my tent left loose with a little bit of rain here. I actually have gotten dripped on a time or two. Here's the pitch. This one foul back and out of play. So a strike. 2-1 on the batter. Trying to keep everything dry here today, including a poor old radio announcer. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch. Bounce toward left field, and that's going to be backhanded, but they won't get him. That's a base hit for Jimmy Jennings. So one on with 108. And the batter will be Nate Jennings. Nate, the shortstop. Well, he's had a big run, a couple of home runs in a recent game, and standing up here in a moment that could matter early on in this ballgame. Meister working from the stretch. These guys, former teammates. Some of these players played for Muscadet when Arena was defunct and did not have a team. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Runner goes back to first base and now gets a slight lead. Throw to first and not in time. I wonder how many times the Jennings brothers came over here and played ball through their lifetime. Just about every day, probably, when they were growing up. That's old school. Come over and just play a game. Nothing in one. The pitch fouled off and out of play. Two strikes. It was kind of our ritual when I was younger. We'd, especially Sunday afternoons, ride bikes to Ithaca, and then whoever showed up, pick sides and play a game. Played a lot. So I should be better. Here's the pitch, runner going. It's a ball, throw down to second base, and not in time. Close play, sliding in is Jimmy Jennings. So he's at second with one away. Count is one ball and two strikes on Nate Jennings with Zach Cady due next. Time out to fix the second base bag. And now Nate is in against Meister. Mudcats in their white uniforms with the red lettering. One and two offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there are two outs. First strikeout for Alex Meister. And now the hitter will be Zach Cady. Cady making that tremendous over-the-shoulder catch for Rob Keegan Ramirez in the top of the inning. Runner in scoring position. Getting ready now. Here's the pitch. That one ripped to left. That's a base hit. Let's see if they've got Jimmy going. There's the catch in the left field on the hop. Throwing it home. It's cut off. Back to second base. They'll tag the runner on the way by, and they got him. Run scores. Jimmy Jennings came across, so Rena leads 1-0. Zach Cady with an RBI single, but thrown out, trying to reach second base for out number three. That'll do it. A run on a couple of hits for the Aces. There were no errors and none left aboard. We go to the second inning. Arena 1, Muscadet nothing in Home Talent Sunday Afternoon Baseball from WRCO Sports.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hey, tool lovers, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has a hot deal you don't want to miss. Right now, grab the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium XC5.0 2-pack battery, normally $296.99, now just $229. And here's the kicker. You'll get one of those tools free, an M18 2-gallon wet dry vacuum, an M18 compact heat gun, or the M18 6-pack sequential charger. Stock is limited, so hustle into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel and power up your toolbox today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Ground ball by Josh Cartwright. What a play by Jimmy Jennings. Makes the play diving and then throws him out over at first base. One up and one down as Cartwright goes. That'll bring up Ryan Hooter from Muscadet, the DH. Trent Forehand is then following him here in the top of the second inning. Steady rain. It's let up a little bit from the start of the game, but it's there. Here's the pitch. Foul back and out of play for a strike. That means another piece of candy for one of those youngsters. Boy, they're going after it today. I don't know. There's going to be enough airheads in there. Got an airhead watching the bucket here today, too. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Some places offer, you know, whatever. But those baseballs are pretty expensive. You gotta put some sort of something out there. Make it worth it, right? Here's the pitch, and that is a ball. Two balls and a strike. More rain in Richland Center than in here. And I know the rodeo is going on this afternoon. Of course, they have the overhang there at the fairgrounds. People can get underneath. There's a strike call to the batter. Two balls and two strikes. I'm getting a little muddy. Eli Alt's shoes muddied as he throws his next pitch. That one is called a little high. Count goes full at three balls and two strikes. Already some good defensive plays. Katie's catching right field. Jimmy Jennings play in the second base area, certainly ranking up there, and trying to hold his swing. Hueter goes around, and there is the second out. So two away. That's the first strikeout for Eli Alt. And Trent Forehand will be the batter. Forehand among a couple of Richland Center area guys on this Muscadet squad, former Richland Center Rocket left-handed hitter. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Trent's played some college ball and also pitched some. This year, I think, relegated to playing a position and hitting. This one inside and hit him. And that'll bring the runner to first base. So Forehand hit by a pitch. I don't think it hurt him any. And the batter will be Logan Olson. Always good to get to Arena. We were telling some old stories this morning, but, you know, you got to find old-timers that remember the stuff that I remember. You know, I was talking 35 years ago. Some of these guys here aren't 35. They aren't 25. Olson standing in with a runner at first base. Here's the pitch, and that is called a strike. Nothing in one. Recalling some good days, hot summer nights here, and some great baseball. The late Steve Miller and I called some games down here in Arena. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Adam Hess and I were here one Sunday afternoon when Arena was playing the Ashton Club, and Connie Grubb, former major leaguer, joined us on the air. Remember that? Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Former Washington Senator. He was here at the game and sat in with us for an inning. That was entertaining. Forehand leading at first base. Connie ran the bar there in Ashton. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Forehand getting a bit of a lead over at first base here in the top of the second inning. Alt is set. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it for Logan Olson and the Muscadet Mudcat. Two strikeouts in the inning for Alt. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on for Muscadet. We go to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Arena leading on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Leading off in the bottom of the second is Alan Spurley, and he takes a look at a ball from Alex Meister. Alan, then Trey Schulte, and Max Miles. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball over on the second base side. Picked up there. The throw is in time. Casey Layton over to Trent forehand, and there is one away. The hitter will be Trey Schulte. Security. John Peterson's here. Security. Ouch. Schulte. Ow. Didn't think I was going to get punched on Father's Day. Batter standing in. Happy Father's Day to all, by the way. Here's the pitch. This one ripped up the middle and in there for a solid single. Trey Schulte rounds and looks. He's got a base hit with one away. And the batter will be Max Miles. For Arena, their third hit. For baseball, that's been... Home plate umpire Brian doing a heck of a job trying to keep these baseballs warm and dry. Not warm, dry. Mr. Miley over here doing a toweling off of the baseballs as well, getting him ready to go back into the game. The one-away runner at first, Arena leading 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Scheduled 9 innings this afternoon in Arena. Meister checks the runner and now deals. That caught the outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Alex, another one of those pitchers, he's told me that. He's like, I don't have good enough stuff to just take my time. And said, I'm just coming up and throwing. Just keep the batter off balance. He does a good job of that. Keeps it low in the strike zone as well. Here's the pitch, runner going. Swing and a miss. Throw to second base is off the mark and a stolen base for Trey Schulte. So Arena has a man in scoring position again. The count goes to one ball and one strike. Bleachers aren't too occupied today. People under cover wherever they can get. Throw to second, close play. The runner is there in time. Trey Schulte getting down and dirty and got back into the bag. So he will get up and get a lead again on Meister. Alex looking for the sign from Josh Cartwright. The kick and the pitch. This one sawed off and fouled right field side. Trent forehand's got a beat on it, and he's got it. Nice play. He was over on the out-of-play line, which is kind of parallel with the fence that goes down the line, and there's a light pole out there, and he stepped over and then reached back and caught it in play territory, so there are two away. Runner stays at second base, and Zach Paulus, the DH, will bat now. Nick Larson and Nick Jennings managing the team here. There's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Nick and I go back a long ways as well. Good to have some of the old boys still involved in the sport. One ball and no strikes. Meister to the plate. That one swung on and fouled third base side. One ball and one strike. Paulus batting in the DH role. Griffin Sprecher, the center fielder, not hitting for the moment. Arena's got a really good roster. And one of the guys on the roster, Ethan Wickman, was a part of that Whitewater Championship. Pitched two-plus innings and a real key win. There's the throw to second. The runner is back in time. Our engineer for the day today, Michael Hernan, he is a Whitewater student. So wearing that Whitewater stuff proud today. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch from Alex. Swung on and fouled off the handles. That'll bring up a second strike. One and two. Takes two guys to keep mopping up the baseballs here today. Toweling them off as fast as they get them back. Meister gets the baseball back, and Trey Schulte leads at second base. The rain has let up a little bit. Here's the pitch, runner going to third, swing and a miss, throw to third, and it is not in time. Or did they get him? Umpire, yeah, they did. They got him. So the out is called, and that'll do it. As Schulte is out at third base on a 2-5 put out, and that'll end the second inning. No runs and a hit for Arena, no errors and none left on. We go to inning number three. It is a 1-0 Arena lead over Muscadet in Sunday League Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French Door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV and Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. People ask us why they should sell their farm equipment, construction equipment, or real property at live auction with Wilkinson Auctions. Three big reasons. First, our marketing team gets your equipment in front of serious buyers across the world. Second, our top-notch auction team runs a great auction, making it easy for buyers and sellers to do business. Third, our auction team consistently gets top dollar for equipment through our live auctions. When results matter, hire Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Eli Alt continuing his warm-ups. They did throw a little bit of diamond dry on the mound in between innings and getting it ready to go here. Nice to have you along on WRCO Radio with our action coming your way, courtesy of our Home Talent Baseball sponsors, many merchants and businesses who have been along with us for a long time and promoting local baseball. A lot of these guys we called our high school games, and it's an awesome opportunity to kind of find out where they are now in life, right? A lot of them, actually, in the case of several, are college graduates and on to the next level of life. Coming in now is Landon Haseley. He'll lead it off for the Mudcats and then be followed by the top of the order and Alex Meister and Keegan Ramirez. Called Landon's name during the Boscobel and Highland sectional semifinal last week. High fly first base side. That one's going to drop in foul ground, and Landon is still alive. Alex Spurley gave it a big chase, and it is nothing and one. Landon Haseley, a great year with the Boscobel Bulldogs, and one of their primary pitchers. Good to see the Boscobel guys in this Muscadet roster as well. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike. Boscobel does not have a home talent franchise. In fact, there's not one all that close to him. Nothing in two. The pitch swinging and a foul back. Haseley staying alive up there. Got just a piece of it. Time out for the baseball to be mopped off. And a new one coming out. Nick Larson's got his bath towels out there working on it. All right. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there is one away. That is the third strikeout for Eli Alt. And now back to the top of the order, Alex Meister. Alex rounded out his first time up. Batting in his pitcher versus pitcher matchup. Alt looking in for the target from Miles. On the windup, there is the pitch, and that is called a strike. Nothing and one to the hitter. Fielders straight away in all fields. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. The count is even. One ball and one strike. The windup again. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. These guys were teammates for a while with Muscadet. That was a pretty good 1-2 punch on the mound during Sunday League action. There's the pitch. This one lifted in the air, first base side, and Spurley giving chase. He's got it in foul ground, and they're going to say that's an out. Meister asking the umpire where the out-of-play area is, and the umpire saying it was well within play. So there are two away, and the batter, Keegan Ramirez. Keegan stroked one last time, almost got it over the right fielder's head, but Zach Cady robbed him of a hit. Probably an extra base hit. From the windup, the pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Matthew Cartwright due next. Here comes the pitch, and this one is going to be taken for strike two. Keegan Ramirez back. Ready to go. Alt with the 0-2 offering. It's going to be bounced back to the mound. Nice play by Alt. Scoops. Throws to Spurley in time for out number three. That'll do it. Here in the third for the Muscadet Mudcats. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Arena 1, Muscadet nothing in HTL action this afternoon from WRCO Radio Sports.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace and Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Wyatt Miller swings and misses in the bottom of the third is underway. Meister with the next pitch. This one bounced up the middle. Gobbled up by the shortstop. The throw, and they got him. Nice play. Mason Atkins over to Trent forehand. And there is one up and one down. Back to the top of the order for the Aces. That is Eli Alt. Alt popped out back in the first inning. Makes his way in. Great memories of this guy and his high school career and all of the things that were happening back then. But the scary thing is, it's getting to be, 9 years? It's going to be 10 years this next year. Here's the pitch. That one is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Great run in football. Of course, a wrestling state title and a very successful year in baseball that year, his senior year. This one fouled off and out of play. Two strikes on the batter. And Alt back in. One of those rare guys that could play any position on the field. Here's the pitch, bounced in front of the plate, and it spins foul. So they'll take it back to the mound. And the count stays nothing and two. Arena leading 1-0, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, inside, and a ball. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the next one. That one has popped up on the infield. Who's got it? Coming in is Layton from second base. Casey has got it for out number two. All of the fielders kind of having trouble spotting that ball initially again. As the ball is up into that Canadian smoke or whatever it is, and of course a fine mist going on today as well. Jimmy Jennings winning the Dirty Uniform Award so far today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Slid back in a couple of times. Not hard to get dirty today. Here's the pitch. That is a ball. One ball and one strike. I used to win the Dirty Award, the Dirty Uniform Award, and I never played. From the windup, here's the pitch. Check swing. It is a ball. Two balls and a strike. Outfield respecting Jimmy all the way around here. Two balls and a strike. There's the pitch. Inside, it hit him. So Jimmy is aboard. Meister arguing whether or not Jimmy got out of the way or tried to get out of the way. Goes as a hit batsman, and Nate Jennings will be the batter. Nate was a strikeout victim back in the opening inning. Runner leads at first base now. Meister checks the runner at first. Here's the pitch. That one hangs above the letters. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Batter back and ready to roll. Runner leads slightly at first base. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, first base side. Forehand has it easily and steps on the bag for the out. And that will do it for the Aces in the third. They've had a base runner in every inning here today. Nothing to show on the bases here in the last couple of innings. No runs, no hits. There were no errors. One left on. We go to the fourth. Arena leads it by a score of 1-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Tool up and save big at Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Right now, get the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium High Output XC 6.0 Battery 2-Pack for just $282.99 and score a free Milwaukee tool of your choice. Pick from a mid-torque impact wrench, hacksaw cordless tire inflator, 2-speed grease gun, or a powerful fuel blower. All tool-only models. That's a serious value for serious DIYers and pros alike. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, your one-stop shop for unbeatable tool deals.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Matthew Cartwright looks at a strike, and the fourth is underway. All down the mound. From the windup, the pitch down in the dirt, or I should say the mud. One and one. Cartwright, then Mason Atkins, and then Josh Cartwright. 1-0 Arena leading in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. All very effective on that off speed. Looking in for the sign, Alt lines and fires. That one bounced sharply up the middle and in there for a base hit. Matthew Cartwright sneaks one through, and that's the second Muscadet hit today. Leadoff hitter out in the fourth inning. The batter will be Mason Atkins. He flew out to right field back in the first inning. So Mason checking in. and a new set of baseballs coming out. Somebody's going to have to wash their bath towels tonight when they're done. Runner at first, Muscadet with its leadoff man on for the first time today. Alt to the belt and the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and no strikes. Big ballpark here at Arena, 320 down the line. 400 in straightaway center, 316 down the right field line. One and none. And here's the pitch. Check swing at a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Get a lot of home runs out of this park, but you earn it. Absolutely. Runner leads from first base. Alt the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Eli Alt has gone the distance so far. He's kind of mustered up the wet mound and keeping his balance. And that one hit him. Just as I say that one got away and hit the batter. So Muscadet has something brewing. Cartwright goes to second. Atkins at first, hit by pitch. Nobody out. And Josh Cartwright will be the batter. Josh has grounded out today. Checks the sign with manager Terry Zebarth over at third base. Coaching at first base for the Mudcats is Matt Buehler. So here we are, ready to go. Runners lead at 1-2. Cartwright grounded out last time, trying to put one through. This one hit high in the air, foul, and drifting out of play. It'll get the young guys involved in chasing it down. They're going to have a lot of candy by the end of the day. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch. This one lifted in the air to left field. Coming out of the left field, they're digging, and he's got it. Nice grab. Throw back to first base, not in time. Boy, Wyatt Miller made a great grab and then tried to throw it all the way back to Spurley as Mason Atkins was nearly at second base, but didn't get there in time with it. So there is one out. And the hitter will be Ryan Huter. Huter with the bat standing in. Struck out last time. Time out for the plate to be swept off. Got a new baseball coming out. They're actually kind of mopping that plate area. Sweeping off the mud. Runners lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. Light rain continues. One ball and no strikes. The playing surface is still fine. Just a little bit wet around the mound and around home plate now as well. 1-0 offering the pitch. Foul straight back. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Kid gave me one of the baseballs he brought back for a piece of candy. I didn't bring my bath towels to wipe it off. So one ball and one strike. Here comes the pitch to Huter. It's going to be bounced foul in front of the plate for strike two. One ball, two strikes. One away in the Muscadet half of the fourth inning. They trail Arena 1-0. Alt looking in for the glove from Miles. Eli stands, ball in glove, and now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it by for out number two. Four strikeouts for Eli Alt, and the batter now will be Trent Forehand. He was hit by pitch back in the second inning. Runners at 1-2, getting slight leads. And Alt with a pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Forehand trying to pull one down the line that time. Nothing in one from Alt. Ready to go. The pitch. Foul. Third base side and out of play. Strike two. Logan Olson will be up next if Trent Forehand can reach base. Runners lead at 1-2. Forehand steps back in. All to the belt. And here's the pitch. Popped third base side. Who's got it? It's going to drift just out of play. Max Miles and Trey Schulte going all the way. Ran out of room. They used to have a scoreboard here back in the day that had Pepsi on it, as I remember, over on the third base side. I'm told that scoreboard was struck by lightning one time. Luckily, there wasn't a game going on. How much candy you got? Man, alive. It brings another baseball back. That's like his fourth trip. Here's the pitch, bounced back to the mound, picked up by Alt. Throw to first in time. So after getting the first two on, Muscadet unable to do anything with it. In the fourth inning, no runs and a hit, no errors and two left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning in Arena. The Aces lead the visiting Muscadet Mudcat 1-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Zach Cady grounds out, and there is one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's a chopper foul off the bat of Alan Spurley, and it is nothing and one. Alan and then Trey Schulte. Arena scoring its only run so far with two hits back in the first inning. Here's the pitch, ripped toward right, base hit. Picked up by Ramirez in right field, and the runner holds there. So Spurley with the hit. That is Arena's fourth of the afternoon. And the next hitter will be Trey Schulte for a single last time. And a new baseball coming out again for Meister. I just thought it was stopped raining and it was getting a little bit lighter. But now it's raining harder. Runner at first, one away. Here's the pitch. That one hangs high. One ball, no strikes. And the runner getting a good size lead. Meister with a pitch. It is down low. Two balls and no strikes. That must be bad luck. I was down here a couple of years ago for a night game between these two teams, and it got rained out. Here's the pitch. Change up. Fouled out of play. 2-1. But I am glad that I remembered to throw in my tent today. Spurley leads slightly at first base. The pitch from Meister is down low. Three balls and a strike to Trey Schulte. Meister shakes off the sign and now gets ready to pitch. Ripped to left, down the line, base hit. Stopping at second base is Spurley. Now the ball is bobbled. Spurley, hey, stops and then goes back to second base. And that's a solid single for Trey Schulte. So runners at 1-2 with only one away, and Max Miles coming up.
Miles
popped out to first base his first time up. Coming in now with something brewing for the Aces. Spurley at second, Schulte at first. Alex Meister ready to go. Kicks and fires. That one is going to be bunted, popped up, and back to the screen. Nothing and one to the hitter. And some good broadcast back in the day down here, and always used Mr. and Mrs. Jennings' phone. Nick would hook us up, and we'd run over there and hook it up beforehand. The days before cell phones, we couldn't communicate with the radio station. Here's the pitch. This one popped up and out of play. Two strikes on the batter. And our only way to tell if we were on the air or not was to listen to the radio. How many pieces of candy have you got, man? He's got another one. Sugaring these kids up here, bringing back foul balls. Meister ready to go. There's the pitch. This one bounced on the infield. Could be two. Casey Layton back to first base. Not in time, and it's going to be over the head of the first baseman, and that means Spurley is going to come around, and Allen will score. 2-0 Arena. The out at second base on Schulte is out number two, and Miles is safe at first base. And I think they're going to get a runner in for the catcher. Denny, is it Denny? No, it's going to be Roman Jensen coming in. Zach Paulus will be the batter. Conference at the mound. Between the umpire and the pitcher. Everybody all right? The might have been a slight collision over at first base. Max Miles aboard via the error. And Paulus will be the batter. Arena adds to its lead. Two away in the fourth inning. Meister set to work. And here's the pitch. That one popped foul out of play. Nothing in one to the hitter. They'll get it back to Alex with Miles getting a brief lead over at first base. There's a throw to first. They've got him in a rundown. There's forehand going back to Layton at second. They're trying to get him. Layton running at him, and he will tag him out. Casey outruns him back to the bag, and Miles is out for out number three. That'll do it in the fourth inning. The Aces score a run, two base hits. There was a Muscadet error, and none left aboard. We go to the fifth inning in Arena. It is 2-0, Arena leading visiting Muscadet on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
We go to the fifth inning in Arena. In between innings, a little more diamond dry out for the pitcher's mound. Elijah Ault continues his warm-up pitches now. The catcher, Max Biles, kneeling down in a plate of mud there behind the plate. So time as they give a little extra time in between innings to get things dried off. Logan Olson will lead it off, followed by Landon Haisley, and then the top of the order, Alex Meister. 2-0, Arena. Arena with two runs on five base hits through four innings. No runs and two base hits for the Mudcats. And here is Olson. HTL action coming up this summer on WRCO Radio, our second game this weekend.